This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We open hour number two. Very sad to hear that a female Trump supporter was shot dead by Capitol Police. And the question is, what did she do wrong? Of course, the left is going to make it like she's the most horrible person that ever lived, just like Charlottesville. Oh, only bad people on the ground were just conservatives. First of all, they weren't conservatives. They wore white hoods. They were KKK. That's not Trump supporters, and that's not conservatives. That's white extremists. Second of all, buses opened up, and people, liberal Antifa protesters, came off the buses with weapons in their hands, knives and lead pipes and baseball bats, and attacked those KKK people. That's what the sheriff and the mayor and the politicians wanted. They wanted to cause a ruckus, and a girl got killed in the middle of all of it. So don't tell me it was about conservatives inciting violence. That's not true. The KKK aren't conservatives, and they're not right-wing. They hate me. I'm a Jew just as much as a black person. And they made such a big deal about Charlottesville where one girl got killed, and I don't want one girl to ever get killed. But the reality is every day in America, crime in black neighborhoods, in Hispanic neighborhoods, in poor white neighborhoods, in Chicago, in Detroit, in Baltimore, in Cleveland, in Memphis, in Camden, in Newark, all over America. Massive crime wave. No decent person can walk the streets without being mugged, murdered, killed, robbed. And nobody says a word. And blacks kill blacks in a black genocide on the streets of Chicago, and no one says a word. Let there be one single day of crime or rampaging riots in Washington and blame conservatives. It's the biggest news story in America. First time in history conservatives have ever rioted if it happened. You heard Megan Barth in hour number one. She says it didn't happen. There was very little of that. Mostly 99% peaceful. Of course they're always going to grab the one person they could use to try and malign conservatives. Just like in my event, 10,000 people today, there wasn't one single act of violence, not even close. All good people, all good patriots, all nice people. I met every single one of them. I walked a six-story parking garage and shook hands and hugged and took pictures with every single one of them. Met them all. And I'm telling you, salt of the earth, good people. That's your typical conservative. Is there ever a bad one? Sure. But you won't find that at a BLM march or an Antifa march. They're almost all bad. Looking for trouble, violence, looting, burning. No conservative has ever stolen something from another person's store. Ever. While they're protesting. Never. And so why was this girl shot? I don't know if she's white. I don't know if she's black. I don't know if she's Latino. She was white, I hear. All right, but it doesn't matter. I don't feel bad for her because she's white. I feel bad for her because she got shot, killed by the police. What could she possibly have done? So here's an email. Again, I'm not responsible for whether it's true or not. This person says a Trump supporter lady was shot to death. She was just trying to step through a broken door, all on video, just breaking. She did absolutely nothing wrong. It was a deep state execution. That's the way they put it. I wouldn't put it that way. You know, I think that's a little bit of an extreme reaction to call it a deep state execution. You know what I call it? I'd say the police made a big mistake. Some young cop, overzealous, was scared for his life by someone next door and shot her by mistake, maybe. Something like that. It wasn't a deep state execution. A deep state execution would be if they lined up and shot a bunch of unarmed conservatives, like at Kent State. You know, they shot like 20 of them. That's a deep state execution, if you want to use that word. Shooting one girl probably means someone made a mistake. Some young cop got overzealous and should not have done it. Simple as that. But it is like an execution. She was murdered. If she did nothing wrong and she's the only one they shot, why would they do that? I mean, obviously a gal wasn't coming in to kill a police officer. The hell would you shoot for? Let me ask another question. Because I never heard about police killing any BLM protesters. Why weren't the police carrying beanbags and stun guns? What, you know, and you've got a gun at your shoulder, on your holster. I understand that. I think police should always carry a gun. You know, you might have to use it as a last resort. But as people are breaking through a window in the Capitol building, you don't need to shoot dead a young gal. You just don't need to. So if it was, in fact, a young white gal, okay. Would it make it better if it was a young black girl? No. I don't care what she was. Young white, young black, young Latino. You didn't have to kill her. You know, if she's anything like the 10,000 people I met today here in Vegas at my Trump rally, I didn't meet one person that deserved to die. Not one. That was a troublemaker. That was a bad person. Not one. And I doubt this girl woke up this morning and said, I'm going to do something really bad so that they kill me. You know, they're going to shoot me because I'm going to kill someone at the Capitol. I doubt she woke up and said that. I really do. So I don't understand why, if you shot a black BLM person, I just don't believe that the whole country wouldn't erupt into rioting and burning and looting. I don't know why you had to kill her. Obviously, she was unarmed, obviously. So I'm just disgusted that that would happen. But again, the media won't say anything about that. They're just going to blame Trump for just a wild day where a woman was killed. And lots of people were injured, and there was rioting, and they took over the Capitol, and it's all Trump's fault. That's all you're going to hear on the news tonight. No mention of why did the police kill an unarmed gal. There won't be any mention of that at all. They're going to just blame it on Trump. That death is Trump's fault. No mention of looting and burning during BLM protests, the Democrats' fault. And they'll go after every Republican politician. Every Republican politician. And they'll say, where do you stand on violence? The violence that happened today in the Capitol. And every Republican politician will sell out his own people. Oh, I'm against violence. What happened today was disgusting. How horrible. They shouldn't have done it. It's lawlessness. It's wrong. But nobody ever went up to a single Democrat and said, where do you stand on BLM? Where do you stand on BLM burning down the major shopping districts of New York and Los Angeles and Chicago? Where do you stand on that? Melrose Place, robbed and burned to the ground. Melrose Avenue, I should say. Melrose Place was that TV show, right? Yeah, on Fox. A TV show with a bunch of young, hot actors and actresses. Like 20 years ago. Or maybe it's 30 years ago, actually. But not Melrose Place. Melrose Avenue, a big shopping district in Los Angeles. So where do you stand on that being burned to the ground? Are you on the side of the people who did it? Did they ask him about the Magnificent Mile in Chicago? Did they ask him about lockdowns that bankrupted New York City and turned it into a ghost town? Where do you stand on that? Nobody asked them that. So why are Republicans always asked? No one ever asked Democrats, where do you stand on the guy who went to the softball game where Republican congressmen were practicing softball for the Republican-Democrat congressional softball game and picked them all off and started shooting and killing them or trying to kill them all? No one ever asked a Democrat politician, where do you stand on that? And did you incite it with your words? No, of course not, but they'll be quick to call me up. I know right before the show started, I got a call from NBC here in Los Angeles. They wanted to do an interview with me to ask where I stood on the violence in Washington today. I mean, this is hilarious. Where do I stand on it? Oh, I want it. I want to see people dead, bleeding in the streets, dying, kill them all. That must be where I stand on it, right? Because I'm a Republican. All Republicans think that way, don't they? They just want to kill everyone. So many Republicans are killers, right? There are no Democrat killers. Oh, no, no. Even though all the crime in America is in Democrat in the inner cities, and even though Trump lost the election in just a few key cities that are 100% black, minority, and Democrat, that's where all the crime is, but we're the ones who are the bloodthirsty criminals, right? Right, we're committing all the crimes in Atlanta. We're committing all the crimes in Milwaukee, Detroit, and don't forget Philadelphia. So Republicans are always pro-crime, aren't we? How ridiculous. How absolutely ridiculous. And if there was violence today, the violence was a cop killing an innocent young girl. Is that my fault? Unbelievable. It's all gone bad, I'm telling you. It's all gone bad. And I want to read you a Twitter. This is from Twitter. This is not a tweet from a person. This is from Twitter. As a result of unprecedented and ongoing violent situation in Washington, D.C., we've required the removal of 3 @RealDonaldTrump tweets that were posted earlier today for repeated and severe violations of our civic integrity policy. This means the account of Real Donald Trump will be locked for 12 hours following the removal of these tweets, and if the tweets are not removed, the account will remain locked. Twitter's locked Donald Trump out. Remember something, by the way, he's not the ex-president of the United States. He's the president of the United States right now. They locked the account of the president of the United States, who, by the way, went out on Twitter and said, and this is what they don't like, hey, the election was stolen. I understand why people are mad. Why wouldn't we be mad? Of course we're mad. They stole the election from us. But I don't want any violence, and I want you all to go home right now. No violence. Violence doesn't work for anybody. Republicans are the party of law and order. No violence. I would have made the exact same speech. That's no good, according to Twitter. That is encouraging violence. Because he didn't just say go home with your tail between your legs, bend over and take it. You're screwed now. They've stolen the election, and they're going to make your life miserable. They wanted him to say that. But he started out by saying, look, I know why people are angry. The election was stolen. It's horrible. It's terrible. Oh, they don't like that. You got to just, you know, you got to genuflect to make them happy. You got to make believe that you are like now their serf. We're their slaves now. Democrats are going to tell us what to do for the rest of our lives. And if you ever respond with anger or violence, you're the bad person. They did a coup. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98 for a standard standard or queen size premium My Pillow. King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guarantee, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I have a lot to say about what happened in Washington today and, of course, what happened in Vegas. I had a great event. We think we had about 10,000 people. A couple of thousand cars, and most of them were packed with 4 to 6 people in them. We had so many pickup trucks and SUVs that had people in the front, people in the back, people in the bed in the back of the pickup truck. We had like the biggest get-together of pickup trucks in the world today. In one place, in one spot in the world today, biggest convention of pickup trucks, the Wayne Root event in Las Vegas, Nevada. First of all, thank you to the Ahern Hotel. Let me say that. Because Don Ahern and Shane, his general manager, great, great people who are always there to host Republican events and conservative events and pro-Trump events. And, you know, I brought 10,000 people to their hotel today. That's a lot of people to fit in a parking garage and to take up their property. And I want to thank Don Ahern of Las Vegas and the Ahern Hotel and the Ahern family, great people. And Shane, the general manager, great people. And their beautiful restaurant, Trattoria, by Chef Mark, great meal for many of the patriots who came with me for lunch. I want to thank Cindy, my fiancée, who was always there to help organize these things and take care of me and make sure that I'm able to just do what I do, which is, you know, shake thousands of hands and hug thousands of people. And she's there running the event while I'm doing all that. So thank you, Cindy. Cindy Parker, the best, and I want to thank all the wonderful volunteers, especially Cantor Phil and Mary Ann. There's two that come to mind. Every one of you deserves thanks, but I just can't remember everybody in one time. But Mary Ann and Cantor Phil both did a fabulous job. Cantor Phil, as in a Jewish cantor, you know, like a rabbi, a guy who runs a local synagogue, who's always there for me and was directing traffic for me today, and then had lunch with me at Trattoria by Chef Mark afterwards. good people, and I want to thank all the 10,000 people who came out today. You're all wonderful people, salt of the earth, and I want to thank, and you all are such passionate Trump fans and such passionate Wayne Allyn Root fans. Thank you. Really appreciate it. Out of those 10,000 people, I think probably 9,000 of them begged me to run for governor in 2 years against Sisolak. We'll see. And then I want to thank the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, LVMPD, good people. Good people, man. They watched over us and took care of us. Energized Health, I want to thank, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Without them, there is no show. They pay the big bill. They write the big checks to make sure we're on the air and all of you get to hear Wayne Root. And they're not a diet program. They're not like Weight Watchers. They are all about sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So you supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, dramatically increase brain function, look and feel years younger, and lose fat fast. Perfect advertiser for New Year's resolutions. And how do I know they're so good? Because I'm on their program. I had to sign a contract with them. I'm about halfway through the first 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. Not 25 pounds, but 25 pounds of fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you care about. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Root. Buy one, get one free. 888-444-8895. What are you waiting for? It's New Year's 2021. You want to start a year off right and build a new, better you, a new, better, thinner you, a new, better you without fat. 888-444-8895 or go to energizedhealth.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. So Twitter has locked out President Trump. Can you imagine? For the first time ever, the President of the United States has been locked out. You don't understand how bad these people are. None of you are getting it. President Trump released a video statement calling for peace and his supporters to go home after they stormed the Capitol building. If it was them that did it, by the way, and there's a lot of debate whether it was them that did it. We think we were robbed. We think the nation's been stolen from us, and we're angry. And we have a right to be angry. We're not a coup. We're defending against a coup. You committed the coup. Democrats committed the coup. We're defending the nation. And Twitter blocked distribution of the video, claiming it was a risk for provoking violence. Would not allow comments, likes, bookmarks, or retweets. And even so, the video has over 6 million views in less than 20 minutes. And Twitter added a warning, this claim of election fraud is disputed, this tweet cannot be replied to, retweeted, or liked due to risk of violence. And then they came out and they actually suspended President Trump for 12 hours. Crazy. Trump said, I know your pain, I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us, it was a landslide election, everyone knows it, especially the other side, but you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. Can you imagine banning that and suspending someone for that? That's a thing. That's a sign of things to come. We're all screwed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Washington, D.C. is under a curfew as Capitol Police and National Guard troops continue to work to clear the Capitol building and grounds of protesters who stormed the building on Wednesday and put a halt to the counting of the Electoral College vote. The Secret Service and the FBI have also been deployed to the Capitol to assist Capitol Police securing the building. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy described the scene to ABC News, calling it something he never envisioned could happen.
As a nation, I know we sit back and we're appalled by what we're seeing, but I want everybody to take a deep breath and understand we all have some responsibility here. I don't care what we've ever said on Facebook, what we've ever done to one another. We are all Americans. We need to stop. We can disagree with one another, but to take it to the level has gone beyond anything I've ever envisioned that was possible in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I got a couple of questions here, and then I'm going to get to my esteemed guest, former congressional candidate Sam Peters, but I want to ask two questions real quick. Can you imagine if police shot an unarmed teenage girl, black, at a BLM event? There'd be nationwide riots for a week, and thousands of stores would be looted and burned, and police officers would be injured and ambushed and killed across the country if they shot an unarmed black teenager at a BLM event. But they just shot an unarmed white Trump supporter, 16-year-old girl, I hear. Why'd they shoot her? I don't know. What did she do? Was she coming at them with a gun or a knife? Not that I know of. Video shows she was unarmed. Can you even imagine? Can't even imagine. And the second question is, are all the violence today that they claim was, you know, conservative violence, conservative event. When I say there's massive Democrat voter fraud, what's the first thing Twitter says? This is unproven. These claims aren't true or aren't proven. Do you know that conservatives cause violence today? Because I don't know that conservatives cause violence. It's very easy for anyone in the world to put a red hat on that says Make America Great or Trump and claim to be a conservative and then cause trouble and blame it on conservatives. I have no idea if any conservatives at all cause today's problems. I have no idea. Do you have proof? I think every Twitter comment that says conservatives cause violence today and it's Trump's fault should say, this is disputed, just like voter fraud. I dispute that it was conservatives. Can you prove it was conservatives? You claim I can't prove voter fraud. Well, you can't prove it was conservatives today. Our guest is with us, Sam Peters, former GOP candidate for Congress in Nevada, U.S. Air Force major, Bronze Star recipient, started the Law Enforcement Loyalty Pack, and he's always a good guy, and he's with us today. Sam, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Wayne. How are you, my man?
Good, good. What are your thoughts on my event today? I think we had about 10,000 people. We had several thousand cars and thousands of people. The line stretched for miles. It was an amazing get-together. What are your thoughts? You witnessed it all?
I did. I was in the garage. I got there right around 8 o'clock, and we were supposed to roll out around 9. Ended up rolling out, I think, around 9:15, 9:20, but it was because you couldn't get out of the garage because there were so many cars coming in. And I couldn't get out. I had a luncheon I had to get to, so I stuck around at the garage and welcomed people to the event, thanked them for coming, and just you know, made nice with everybody there. And it was just an incredibly gracious crowd and incredibly Trump supporting crowd, obviously. And I'll tell you what, Wayne, I started walking back into the garage at 11:05.
They were still coming out.
I got to the sixth level before I found the last car. Sixth level. An hour and a half after you'd started the run from the Ahern Casino or Ahern Convention Center, an hour and a half later, the vehicles were still leaving the sixth floor. It was
and you may not realize,
great
Sam,
job.
Remember, I led this whole thing, so I could tell you something that you may not have realized from up there at the, you know, inside the parking garage. There were just as many cars outside on the side streets. They were lining the side streets by the hundreds. So we definitely had 2,000-plus cars. Maybe we had 2,500. Maybe we had 3,000. I don't know. But we think we had about 10,000 people all today. It was definitely an amazing day. And I'll ask your opinion. I don't think our side ever commits violence. I mean, heck, in self-defense, I think you and I, if someone was trying to kill us or our family, we'd commit violence in self-defense. But, I mean, as far as starting violence, our side never does it. The people I met today, I want to get your take on it, the people you met today, nicest salt-of-the-earth people you're ever going to meet.
Absolutely they were. No question about it. What we're seeing going on in D.C. today is atrocious. And there is already one. You asked one of your first questions when you came back on this segment. One of your first one was, you know, how do they know who it was that was committing the violence and all of that? There's already pictures coming out of the people who were inside the chamber, on the Senate floor. Those people have already been identified as people who were at BLM rallies earlier in the year. This was early last year. The stuff that's happening in D.C. right now was not kicked off by the people that were at that are supporters of Trump, like the people that were at your rally this morning. absolutely salt of the earth people. Again, I said it a minute ago, they were incredibly gracious. They were incredibly nice people. Everybody was there for longer than they thought they were going to be. Nobody got super frustrated. Nobody got upset. Nobody complained. It was, they got there. They wanted to support Trump. They wanted to have an event, a rally to show on the day of the electoral college vote count that they support Trump along with the other 75 million Americans. It was incredible. You did a phenomenal job, and no way, no how what's happening in D.C. right now was caused by Trump supporters. No way.
And then when that was done, you went to another friend of mine, Joe Brown's event at Ahern. Who was the speaker today, Joe? What was the topic today?
Yeah, so the topic today, General Buck Bedard was there, and he introduced Dr. Brookman. Dr. Jeff Brookman is a retired United States Marine Corps doctor. Between the two of them, General Buck Bedard and the doctor, they were actually on the ground in Somalia around that event. If you recall the Black Hawk Down movie, Operation Restore Hope, these folks were the guys on the ground doing the yeoman's work to secure that humanitarian mission. It was an incredible show put on by Joe Brown and as they always are by Joe, but it was a great lunch. Again, great conservative people in there, great business people in there, just salt of the earth folks, and it was a good time.
So what do you think, last question I have for you, what do you think actually happened in D.C.? Do you think conservatives committed violence? Do you think maybe some people got a little carried away and maybe this whole thing's been a little bit over-exaggerated? Or do you think some conservatives did something very bad? Or do you think maybe it was the Antifa masquerading as conservatives in some cases?
So here's what I think. And again, I go back. I think the mainstream media is again showing that they are incredibly irresponsible in their journalism, incredibly irresponsible, jumping right out of the gate. The headline all over the place is pro-Trump supporters storm the Capitol, pro-Trump supporter shot by police inside the Capitol, all of these things. Again, the people who are inside the Senate chamber have been identified as people who were at BLM rallies late last year. This is, I can't believe for a second that conservatives broke down barriers, stormed the police, stormed the Capitol, stormed the White, all of these places. Again, I think the mainstream media, and I think anybody that would come to that conclusion at this point, not knowing, not being on the ground, is a little bit irresponsible, because everything that we've got people out there in from Nevada in D.C. and they're friends of mine, and I'm following them on their social medias, and they're showing pictures of these people. You know, they're not dressed the way Trump supporters are dressing, all in American flags and blue Trump supporting gear and all of this other stuff. We got to pay attention before we start following these reports that this is a conservative movement storming the Capitol.
Exactly. And by the way, if it was, then some conservatives might have gotten overly upset because, again, maybe gotten a little bit too far because they're mad. They had the election stolen from them. I get it. I never heard any liberal politicians at all making a comment about all the BLM protesters who get overly mad when a cop shoots a black kid who's attacking them. They never, ever, they never say a word about it. So why should we have to say a word about it? I'm the defensive. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
hey, Sam, are you running for Congress again? Let's start with that. Anything you can talk about? Anything you want to let my viewers, my listeners know about?
I'll tell you, and I'll tell your listeners and viewers, absolutely, I am running for Congress again. You know, everything that we're seeing going on right now, the reason I ran for Congress the first time, we look at those issues, whether it's the border, the budget, and all these things, all of those things are in place and have not been fixed. And we've identified now we have an incredibly bad voting problem, an election problem that needs to be fixed. I am absolutely fighting for this country again, and I'm running for Congress.
And you're running for the same district again?
I will run for the same district for the time being. We're going to see how things shake out. We've got a legislative session. They may move the boundaries of the districts a little bit. Right now, my intention is for Congressional District 4, but we got to see what it's going to shake out at the end of the session on where things are moving.
All right, Sam Peters, CD4. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you coming on the show. Have a great day.
Wayne, thanks for having me, my
Happy friend. New Year. All right, we've got a call in right now, Dan Rodheimer, congressional candidate from CD1, Dan? Where were you running in 2020?
CD3, Wayne.
CD3, I'm sorry, CD3. CD3, and are you planning to run again, by the way? Have you announced yet that you're running again, or you're not willing to make that announcement yet?
Well, Wayne, I'll assure you that I'm going to keep fighting for Nevada. And when I announce, I promise you, bud, you will be the first one to know.
All right, and I saw you today at my event as well. Sam Peters and Dan Rodheimer both made an appearance, both smart moves. We had thousands and thousands of people. We estimated about 10,000. The line went on for miles and miles and miles, the line of cars. Thank you all for coming out. You're all the greatest fans in the world. What did you see there, Dan, today? What do you? How did you feel about today's event?
I saw it, Wayne. This is the best event you put on, and it was probably more than 10,000. Fact is, we had patriots out there. They came out, and you know, peacefully protested, and you know, that's what us Republicans do. You know, the fact is, we had a lot of people out there. They're frustrated. They're upset. You know, about the voter integrity, and you know, these are things we need to change. These are things we need to fix. And we need somebody to stand up and keep doing that.
Well, I hope you'll be that guy again in CD3, and we look forward to being the first to hear about it from Dan Rodheimer, the former professional wrestler and a lawyer and a really smart guy and a really cool guy and a nice personality. That's why I endorsed Dan from the first minute he decided to run. I stuck with you from the beginning to the end, my friend, and I will be there forevermore. So thanks for all you do. I hope we'll see you in the near future as a big-time politician and congressman here in Las Vegas. Thank you, Dan. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
Raw and Unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, if you didn't hear me, I repeat again. Can you imagine if the police shot a black, unarmed teenager at a BLM event? You'd have nationwide riots for a week and thousands of stores looted and burned. And they'd be asking every single Republican politician about black people being shot and killed in America, and is America a racist nation? But nobody ever asked a Democrat about an unarmed pro-Trump 16-year-old girl shot and killed at the Capitol today. Do you think that's okay? Is that okay to just shoot him dead? Why are you shooting, by the way? Didn't you hear of non-lethal force? You never heard of beanbags? You never heard of tear gas? You never heard of stun guns? Makes no sense. And by the way, I tweeted out last night that Jesus knew that tomorrow Judas would betray him. And I said, Trump and I both know that tomorrow Pence is going to betray Trump. And sure enough, he did it today. I knew it. I knew it, and I understand on Twitter now, Pence has unfollowed President Trump. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of in my life. He stood by Trump's side for 4 years like he was his best friend and ally. And now he screwed Trump and stabbed him in the back and betrayed him and abandoned him on the battlefield and gave the presidency to Biden? Does that make any sense at all? And then unfollows Trump on Twitter? Is everyone in Washington a Stepford wife? Everyone's a Stepford wife? All of a sudden, he's the best friend of Twitter. They love him. They didn't undo his Twitter page. I mean, it's really a joke. It really is a joke. You know, I don't know, I see a report here that he's not following Trump on Twitter. Well, maybe he put it back on again when he saw the people were upset at him. Because let me tell you something, it really doesn't matter. He's done. It's the end of him. He's finished. Not one of 74 million Trump supporters will support Pence for dog catcher. He just screwed up. Screwed up. VRA is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Vertical Research. And by the way, no one's asking him to commit violence on behalf of President Trump. No one's asking him to lead a coup on behalf of President Trump. There already was a coup. They stole the election, and you're too stupid to know it. I can't stand Republican wussies, gentlemen, badminton players. Country club Republicans. That's what Pence is. A nice, gentlemanly, Christian, turn-the-other-cheek Republican. Are you stupid? Is it really Christian to turn the other cheek? No, it's not. Someone smacks you in the face and you turn the other cheek, they'll smash you in the other side of the face. And if they smash you twice in the face and you don't respond, they'll kick you in the balls. And if they kick you in the balls and you don't respond while you're on the ground, they'll spit on you and kick you 32 other times till your brain bleed out. All of life is about responding, getting respect from people, walking with confidence. You don't let people get away with murder. You don't let people get away with stealing. Gentlemanly doesn't get you anywhere in life. Nice guys finish last. The Republican Party's had it with nice. All the people who are Trump's fans have had it with nice. It's about time we got a little less nice. But that doesn't mean we encourage violence. We will just protest and civil disobedience. And if someone attacks us, we will respond in kind. And no one knows what happened today. No one knows why it happened, who instigated it, who encouraged it. You don't know if police weren't ordered by that Mayor Bowser to attack the people and instigate them and shoot them with tear gas and hit them with batons when they've done nothing wrong. And maybe they responded to that being provoked by attacking back. I don't know. I also saw a video that one of my fans just sent me of the Capitol Police letting the people walk right into the Capitol building. Maybe someone had made a decision to set them up. And once you get inside, let's shoot this girl. Let's hit people with batons. Let's spray them with tear gas. Let's make it look like conservatives are bad people. Do you have any idea what salt of the earth people? I went to hundreds and hundreds of Tea Party events and never saw an instance of violence. Went to hundreds and hundreds of Trump events, never saw an instance of violence, only saw the finest people in the world, ex-veterans. And you've pushed them and you've pushed them and you've pushed them. And finally they got to the breaking point today. And maybe some cops got overzealous because the mayor of D.C. ordered them. And maybe they responded a little bit too violently. I don't know what happened. Whether it was us or whether it was Antifa or whether the whole thing's exaggerated. Although I would guess Antifa was impersonating us and putting on red hats and instigating trouble. And I would guess the police were ordered to instigate trouble and make us look bad when we respond. I'm sure all of that occurred. And I'm sure there were conservatives who were overzealous. Because they're sick of seeing a nation and their lives stolen from them. Do you understand almost every small business in America is on the verge of going out of business because of lockdowns by Democrat governors? And that now you have Biden as president and a Democrat majority in the Senate, which could lock us down as a country, a national lockdown, tell us all to stop working? We're all going to be in ruins, financial ruins. You don't think people are upset?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.